the daily racing podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's racing on this edition. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:10 p.m. Stephen Powell, Andy Holding and Gary Capewell will be in the studio. It's day two of the Airgo Cup meeting with the Bronze Cup, the feature on Friday. There's also the South Ayrshire Cup and the listed Harry Rosebery Stakes on their card. There's also a listed race at Newbury in the Dubai Duty Free Cup and Newcastle complete the afternoon lineup. In the evening, we have racing on the all-weather surface at Wolverhampton. My name is Mark Walton. And joining me in the studio, Mr. Gareth Topham. Hi, Gareth.
Yeah, better than you by the looks of it, Mark. Hobbling around on crutches. What's been going on?
Don't play football. I managed to break my leg playing football. So.
Yeah, not good. Not good. But things this end, I think, have been going pretty sweetly. Really enjoyable Saturday. St. Ledger Saturday, of course. Did enjoy that. Was in here and, plenty of winners tipped and... it was. It's definitely one of my favourite days of the year. Flat racing days is one of the very favourites for me. I don't like many flat days, but St. Ledger Day was always a bit of a buzz about the place, and it was a really good day. And now we're looking forward to a few fantastic days racing at Ayr, which is one of my very favourites to call out on course. Although I'm pretty glad I'm not there over the next couple of days, I must say.
Yes, you've done a few at Ayr this year, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a few more to come as well. All over jumps though, my up and coming ones. But yeah, they seem a bit like sending me up to Scotland quite a bit, but the only problem with there, it takes ages and ages to get to, but once you're there, it's all right, and it's a great spot to call. I really like it. I've been there a few times, call a couple of listed races there this year, and you always get a good atmospheric sort of jovial crowd there, so there's always a good atmosphere. It's a cracking place to go, just takes ages to get to.
it's worth it when you're there, I'm sure. Yeah. Any big meetings coming up for you in the next few weeks?
No, not big. I've got I'm at Perth for a couple of days next week. Like Perth as well. I like all the Scottish tracks, which is probably just as well, 'cause I keep going up. where else? I'm at Ripon next Saturday. I think there might be a listed race on that card. Nothing major coming up, but I've got plenty of jump meetings coming. I haven't got any all-weather, which I'm quite happy about.
you must be looking forward to the jump stuff now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's getting to that time of year now, isn't it? I mean, it's mid to late September. And, the field sizes on the flat are starting to get bigger. The quality perhaps not quite as good. There's still a couple of big races to come. But this is the time of year where I start looking forward to the jumps getting underway. Again, I was at Chepstow on Tuesday, and they're... at the moment in the middle of plugging one of their big meetings coming up, their Legends Jumps Day. And I think they've got the likes of Neptune, Collange, Big Bucks, horses like that on parade. And I think there might be, it might be like a flat race for like ex-jump jockeys, a bit like the Legends race at Doncaster, but for like jump jockeys and stuff. And when you start, plugging things like that and, really start looking forward to the jump season actually getting underway in full swing and... the old Mercedes-Benz handicap chase at Chepstow, that day. It's not going to be too far away. And even this meeting at Perth that I'm doing next week, that meeting last year, you saw horses like Carlito Brigante and horses like that reappearing. And it just gives you the impression that the good stuff, over the sticks is just around the corner. It's not too far away. So, for people like me who are not massive on flat racing at all, never have been, never will be, full-on jumps, it's quite an exciting time of year. But saying that, there's still plenty of decent action on the flat to come. So, looking forward to that as well.
Okay, good. Before we get to the flat season, we've got the small matter of the Arc to come as well. Always a great race. And the story on Thursday, or the news on Thursday, is that we're probably not going to see the Fugue in the lineup this year.
Right.
She's likely to go straight to the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, I don't think she'd win the Arc anyway. Yeah. The Fugue, I don't think she'd be good enough. It's a cracking Arc, isn't it? I saw the trials the other day, and I thought Trev was really impressive. And I mean, talking of impressive, that Orfevre. Mm. I mean, geez, that horse is some machine. And I know he was just touched off last year, but I was there last year. It was very, very soft ground, and it rained the night before. We got absolutely, we went out for a meal in Paris and it absolutely tanked it down. You know, the ground was sodden. And Orfevre, of course, just got claimed by Solomir. And I think Orfevre, a novelist as well, who, of course, was such an impressive King George winner. For me, it would be Japan versus Germany in that. I think those two hold the key. I'm not massive on Ruler of the World. I'm not too sure our three-year-olds this year have been the strongest, particularly over middle distances. Trev was impressive as well. It is shaping up to be an absolutely phenomenal arc this year. It wasn't a brilliant one last year. Orfevre came to win the race. Solemia, who was a horse admitted I'd never heard of, came through and took the spoils. I think Olivier Pellier rode Solemia. But I think this year's renewal is shaping up to be a lot stronger. There's so much quality packed into. It's always a great race. Even a poor renewal is a cracking race. But this year, you know, it's particularly exciting. And, you know, it's going to be a real treat for everybody who's into flat racing in October. But for me, yeah, I think Novelist and Orfevre, on what I've seen of the horses, the main protagonists at the top of the market, I hope they don't send the Ledger winner their leading light. Because I know that they were sort of thinking about that, but I think he's going to be a top class stayer, leading light. I think he's got Gold Cup next year written all over him.
Yep.
I don't really want them to step him back to a mile and a half for the arc. They did it a few years ago with Milan, about 10 years ago, and it didn't really come off. And I think, you know, after the St. Ledger, you know, which no doubt is a hard race to win, you don't really want to be going in against even stronger opposition over a trip. You know, it's their territory, mile and a half. You know, they're top-class middle-distance horses. For me, Leading Light is a top-class stayer, but for next season now, and if he was mine, I'd put him away. So I'm hoping that he doesn't go to France, because I really like Leading Light.
Yeah.
I really, really do, even more after Saturday. But whether he'd be good enough to hold his own in an arc field of this quality, I'm not so sure. But without him, it's a fantastic race.
OK, well, let's move on to matters a little bit closer to hand. Then we're going to look at Ayr on Friday. It's William Hill Bronze Cup Day at Ayr. And the first race you've picked out to look at is the 220, which is a 5 furlong handicap for the South Ayrshire Cup. And 5 furlong sprint with 27 runners. Good luck with this one,
Garrett. Yeah, glad I'm not Cortling. yeah, I mean, it's tough because at the moment we don't really know what side of the track, if any, will be favoured. Plenty of rain has fallen up at Ayr, and I think they're going definitely on the soft side. So you need a horse who's going to handle cutting the ground. So that narrows it down a bit. And then which side of the track, if any, is going to be riding the best, we'll find out a little later on. There's a couple that I like here. Two horses I've caught actually this year. One I've caught at Ayr and one I've caught at Hamilton. I'll start with the Hamilton one, Lexington Place, a horse who, the last time I caught this horse, got stuck in a traffic jam en route to the track. Took about 3.5 hours, 4 hours delay in the horse box. Got there, I think, about 25 minutes before the race and still won. Now, I thought it ran about 3 or 4 days later, and I thought, surely not. It was at Catterick. I was thinking, this horse can't win again. Not after Saturday night. And it did. Now, the horse since has been defeated 3 times, has come second, third and fourth. But my God, it's a horse who holds its form really well and definitely deserves its place in a decent handicap like this. Represents David O'Meara. David Bergen is in the saddle taking off £5. And Lexington Place does handle a little bit of cut in the ground. Was a good fourth at York last time out. The going that day was soft. We know what the going at York can be like when it is riding on the tacky side. So I think Lexington Place is a big player and is drawn in stall number 10. There's an interesting one, and I'm going to put him up for a later race as well, because I don't know which one he's going to go in, and no doubt Connections might just get their butt kicked for this, because he's doubly declared tomorrow, Olgar Ladd, Jim Goldie's representative. He's in this race, and he's also in the Ayr Bronze Cup. So Connections are clearly keen to win at this meeting, or go very close with this meeting with him. I mean, possibly they've just thought he wouldn't get in either, and they've just put him down for. Anyway, he has got in both, and it's a pretty difficult predicament now for Connections. And it'll be interesting to see which one he goes for. But you know, I'm guessing there'll be a fine somewhere along the line. But he's a very interesting runner. He's drawn in stall 24. He's only had 4 starts this horse, and he's run in some pretty decent races. He's twice a winner, and he did win at Haydock. He did win last time out. He's a course and distance winner. I'm not too sure what the ground will be like for him, Argyle lad. His form so far has been on pretty fast stuff, but you know he's doubly declared, so it looks like he's going to run. And I just think he's an interesting contender, particularly with Graham Lee booked. So I'll take Lexington Place and Argyle lad. There are 27 runners. I'm sure you'll allow me to.
Go on then. I'll let you have to. On to the 250 air then. And this is a listed race. This is the Harry Rosebery Stakes. Again, over the 5-furlong trip. And some in-form runners in this. And an interesting one from Ireland as well, the McCreary trained Hurry Up Harriet. But what do you like here, Gareth?
Yeah, it's all right. It's not a brilliant listed race, in my personal view. I think I've seen stronger this year. I think Umneati is interesting. James Tate's two-year-olds have been going really well this season. Yeah. Martin Harley taking the ride. Umneati comes into the race having won its last two. Scored at Warwick last time out. I thought he did really well on that occasion. And the time before that, scored at Brighton, but doesn't have any form on soft ground, this horse. But a pretty tough two-year-old, this Umneati, and I can see running well. The one I quite like against it, not the Irish Raider Hurry Up Harriet. I do respect the chances of that one, particularly as it's come over. But I think Mecca's Angel for Michael Dodds and Paul Mulrennan is a really interesting contender. Paul's riding really well at the moment, and Mecca's Angel has got some of the very best form on show. Second at York in a listed race last time out. Actually finished ahead of one of tomorrow's competitors in Excel's Beauty. So that holds it in good stead. Has just had a handful of starts so far, has always taken home some prize money. And should handle the ground no problem at all. It was on the soft side last time out at York. So I think all in all, Mecca's Angel has got the key against quite a few of these actually on form, and I can see that one going very, very close. Umneati, if Umneati handles the ground, that one looks to be the main danger for me. But it's a wide open listed race, but I think I have seen stronger two-year-old listed races this season.
Mm. Okay, then the feature race is the 4 o'clock. This is the William Hill Air Bronze Cup, which is a class two handicap over 6 furlongs, and 27 of them will take their place in the lineup for this. Wide open as you'd expect, Gareth. Which ones, are on your shortlist here?
Yeah, I mean, again, Argyle lad is in this race. He's drawn in 24 in the race we've talked about, the 220, and he's drawn 21 in this. So he's going to be on the same side of the track, whichever one he runs in. And again, you know, he's a horse who needs to be respected in a wide open handicap. The other one I like in the race is Ashpan Sam. Ashpan Sam comes into the race looking for a third win on the bounce. John Spearing has done pretty well with his runners this year. I remember the day I was at Ripon a few weeks ago. He had a horse win, Clear Spring it was called. It won the, not the trial race for the Great St Wilfrid, the one before it, the consolation race.
Oh, right, yeah.
And this, you know, the Air Bronze Cup, it's sort of like a consolation race, isn't it, for, I don't know, the silver or the gold.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, he knows what it takes, basically, is what I'm saying, to win a race of this calibre. And Ashpan Sam comes into the race in great form. Won at Haydock last time out on soft ground and did the job readily. Comes here now off a mark of 84. And the past winners of this race, there's only been a few runnings. Their rating has been around about a similar mark. So I think the horse, all in all, has the profile to run a biggie here. Carries a penalty for these recent successes, but, you know, justifiably so. That was a really quite impressive display last time out, and I think Ashpan Sam is going to be a danger to all and will be on a slightly different side to Argyle lad as well. So, again, two against the field. It might just be one, because I'm not sure which race Argyle lad is going to run in, but I think Ashpan Sam has outstanding claims in that William Hill Air Bronze Cup.
OK, good stuff. Let's have a quick summary if you can, Gareth, if you'll spin us through your three one more time.
OK, in the 220, I'll go for Lexington Place. Keep an eye out to see which race Argyle lad runs in. In the 250, I will go for Mecca's Angel ahead of Umneati. And in the 4 o'clock, which is the William Hill Air Bronze Cup, I will go for Ashpan Sam. Again, if Argyle lad turns up in that race, keep an eye on it.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, okay. Gareth. Enjoy on Friday. So there you go then, the thoughts of Gareth Topham on Friday's racing at Ayr. You'll hear that on Racing Radio from 1:10 PM with Stephen Powell, Andy Holding and Gary Capewell in the studio. It's Bronze Cup Day at Ayr. We have racing at Newbury and Newcastle in the afternoon, and in the evening we have racing on the all-weather surface at Wolverhampton. You'll hear full commentaries and results for those four meetings and expert tips throughout the day. You can hear it all on Racing Radio. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.